I want to talk about two seeds, and they come from Genesis 4:1-5. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I've acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Cain and Abel, familiar story. But in it, we see the seeds of what we still reap. Our ability to get things upside down. Two seeds in human nature, one man of the spirit, the other of the flesh. There's always been a war between the two. The flesh will always seek to kill the spirit. Saul pursued David, trying to kill him. The Pharisees sought to put Jesus to death. Religion will never mix with relationship. Frightening fact, but there it is. Religion will try to kill it. It's called the spirit of Cain. In Genesis, we see one man's desire to please God and do as he's asked by bringing a blood sacrifice. The other wasn't concerned about pleasing God. In his view, the work of his hands was good enough, so he brought that. It wasn't accepted. And when it wasn't, he rose up and slit the throat of the one who pleased God. You want blood? Have some of that. Vicious. He's not just angry, he's murderous. Towards God first, who didn't receive his offering, and towards his brother, who did the right thing. There's nothing worse than a good example, and it made Cain very, very angry. Sobering stuff. The human race consists of these two types of people, and they exist within the body of Christ too. Believing in him and receiving salvation doesn't change the spots of the leopard, whose name is Cain, instantly. So, question, which one are you? It will help you to know, because if you find yourself constantly at war with God, resentful, fighting him, seeing him as mean-spirited and spiteful, as asking too much of you, you just might have the spirit of Cain. If you want to change, ask him and he will give you the spirit of Abel, a submissive spirit with a willingness to yield to him, to do as he says, to lay down your struggle and surrender to him. So you can say with the hymn writer, make me a captive, Lord, then I shall be free. Force me to render up my sword and I shall conqueror be. My will is not my own till thou hast made it thine. If it would reach a monarch's throne, it must its crown resign. It only stands unbent amid the clashing strife when on thy bosom it has lent and found in thee its life. It's okay to walk with a limp, remember. Jacob did, but not before he'd wrestled first.